Unprecedented rain and snowfall have caused flooding and disruptions in most parts of Iran. Floods have affected at least 23 of the country's 31 provinces since heavy downpours began on March 19. The disaster has taken the lives of dozens of people, destroying over at least 25,000 homes around the country. Officials have urged thousands of people to evacuate their homes. People have been advised to avoid unnecessary travels. Major floods have been reported in the provinces of Golestan, Mazandaran, Gilan, Kurdistan, Fars, Kermanshah, Khuzestan, Kohkiluye, and Borye Ahmad, as well as Lorestan. Large dams across Khuzestan, including Karche Dam, with a total capacity of 5.2 billion cubic meters, are near full and could not take more floodwaters.
Scale of destruction is unbelievable. So far, 25,000 homes have been destroyed, and these figures could increase. Death toll has risen to 57, and the material damage, well, it could be between $150 to $200 million, and that is a conservative estimate. Iran's foreign minister has focused on how the relief operations being hampered by U.S. sanctions. In a Twitter post, he said the U.S. sanctions have, quote, impeded aid efforts by the Iranian Red Crescent to all communities devastated by these unprecedented floods. He further added that, quote, this isn't just economic warfare, it's economic terrorism.
The floods in Iran and the scale of the destruction have been unprecedented. The government has mobilized all of its equipment and resources to help with the victims. Nationwide rescue efforts by people, government agencies, and armed forces to deliver aid to flood-affected areas are also underway. Officials have mobilized all municipalities in major cities to help the relief operations using their resources. The crisis-hit regions are in need of urgent help from the government and international organizations. And yet, U.S. sanctions against Iran are hampering aid efforts.
It's completely outrageous that the United States is not going all out to aid Iran in coping with this disaster. The fact that the United States is not responding appropriately further confirms my suspicion that that is because the United States was behind this weather warfare together with Israel to punish Iran for simply being a sovereign nation and not bending to the will of the United States and Israel.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has lashed out at the U.S. for waging economic terrorism against the country, saying U.S.-imposed restrictive measures are troubling the relief efforts targeting flood-stricken people across the country. Zarif says rescue equipment, like relief choppers, have been blocked because of U.S. sanctions.
It's a disgraceful situation. Obviously, any sanctions that are inhibiting rescue efforts ought to be suspended, at least temporarily. The United States is disgracing itself in the eyes of the world. Once again, I'm very, very troubled by this development, which bodes very badly, very poorly for the future.
Zarif also reminded that the economic restrictions, which Washington is deploying against Tehran under the banner of maximum pressure, flout UNSC Resolution 2231 and the International Court of Justice ruling. The U.S. under President Donald Trump left a multilateral nuclear deal with Iran in 2017. It later returned the sanctions that had been lifted under the accord. Officials from Iran's Red Crescent Society have also complained about the impact of U.S. sanctions on recovery efforts. Prior to the reimposition of U.S. sanctions, we had some Red Crescent accounts connected to SWIFT, and we sought international aid through them. However, at present, these accounts have been sanctioned, and there's no possibility for money transfers from other countries, including the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. Some Western media are also using the disaster to discredit the Iranian government. Let's not forget the fact that even advanced countries like the U.S. have suffered deaths and destruction because of harsh weather conditions. Back in 2005, the U.S. suffered immensely because of Hurricane Katrina.